Well, Ricky, cup final. Nice to achieve a cup final at the end of the season, isn't it? But we didn't really quite play today, did we, after about the first 20 minutes? Very good first 20 minutes, but what do you make of it overall?
Yeah, I agree with you, Nigel. I thought the first 15 minutes we started the game well. We looked a threat. We got the balls into good areas and we got it into the front two, and we allowed them to dictate the game, in and around their half the pitch, their final third. But unfortunately, we just lost that control of the game in the second half of the first half and then the first half of the second half, and we couldn't get on the ball. We didn't pick up enough second balls, regains, and we just spent too long out of possession. And then when we did get it, we just the composure and the distribution of the football was poor, and it wasn't until the last sort of 20 minutes when we changed formation that we actually then got control of the game again, and I thought we finished the game in a stronger team. But obviously disappointed, but I think we didn't do enough in the 90 minutes. Either side didn't do enough in the 90 minutes to warrant winning the game, and then when it goes to penalties, it's a lottery, isn't it? And unfortunately for us, we're on the wrong end of the result today.
Yeah, not quite to be, but overall, pretty good season, really. We've sustained ourselves initially, at least at this level.
I think a great season. I think once the dust settles and the disappointment of today has sunk in, we'll look back on this season as a really good achievement, a great effort from the players. You know, if you put it into perspective, Nigel, back in November, we had just been dropped 7-0 at home to Kettering. Mm. We're in the relegation zone. We're looking around thinking, you know, how do we turn our season around? We didn't have too many new players join the group, but the players have really, really pulled together, you know, and worked exceptionally hard, and they've turned the season round, and they've put us from a position of relegation threatened into a mid-table team. You know, I know we finished 15th, but quite a few points above the drop zone, and they deserve a lot of credit, and I think it's speaks volumes for them as a group. And where do we go now? You know, I said to the players, we've got the basis of a really, really good side. I think collectively as a defensive unit, I think we're good. We just now have to concentrate on bringing in some attacking players. Obviously, the loss of Josh Dawkins is big. But we just need to look at bringing in some creative players with some energy, with some that are prepared to go and actually score goals or create goals for the team. And I think if we can add goals to the side next season, then we've got an opportunity again of trying to better what we've done this year. So that's what I'll be trying to do. You know, the process has started with the recruitment, but as with everything, with bringing in new players, I just need to make sure that I don't take my eye off the group that we've got. We have to make sure that over the next couple of weeks, or I have to make sure in the next couple of weeks, that we tie down the players for next year. We'll do my best to see where we're at after that, and then concentrate on bringing in new players.
Yep, you mentioned Josh, mate. They had a very good collection around the ground today. Might have a £500 for him, which is good, but say a little more.
Yeah, it's, you know, our thoughts are still with him. He was really hoping he could get to the game today to thank everybody for their support. Unfortunately, he's just in too much pain. You know, the issue is when he's on his feet and he's standing up and he's on the crutches, he's very weak, he's very lightheaded, he's in considerable pain, and he took a little bit of a turn for the worse yesterday, and the doctor had to come and see him and prescribe him some morphine, so he's back on stronger drugs again. So you know, today was just too early for him, but we wish him a speedy recovery. Instrumental throughout our season, going to be very, very difficult to replace at the start of next season, but you know, he's got the support of the club, he's got the support of the you know, everybody involved, and he'll get the necessary recovery that he needs, and then as soon as he's back well enough and fit enough and ready to play, he'll be a St Ivestown player again.
Excellent. Yeah, it'd be good to see him back, most certainly. Overall, good season, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel.
Well done. Thank you very much.